This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Denver public school students and parents got to ask a lot of questions to the district's three superintendent finalists recently. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The state's largest school district has engaged in a massive outreach campaign to find out what the community wants in its next superintendent. It's gathered more than 7,000 survey responses and hosted 700 community members across 50 meetings. DPS board member Angela Kobian.
We all need to make sure that the next person who leads the district has the support to do so.
In surveys, racial equity is top of mind for many, making sure all schools have access to similar resources. Many also want someone who can build community partnerships, strengthen academics, and unify the district. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
An El Paso County judge is asking prosecutors to drop charges against a woman who parked on I-25 during a Black Lives Matter protest last summer. Molly Avion was charged with a misdemeanor, but the judge called the charge unconstitutional. The case now goes back to the DA's office for further review. And a black bear cub that was injured during the Cameron Peak fire in Larimer County last year has been released back into the wild. The cub only weighed 16 pounds when he was found by wildlife officials. His paws were burnt from frostbite and he was starving. But he now weighs about 100 pounds and he was released into an area that should be a good habitat for him. Good for him. Well, there's a good chance for rain for the Front Range today. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC.